Talis presents
Building a Future We Can All Trust.
Welcome to this new Talis podcast. Today, a special guest is joining us, Patrice Kane, Chief Executive Officer of Talis, with whom we will discuss trust and corporate purpose. Hello, Patrice Kane. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us about corporate purpose and how the COVID-19 crisis is impacting the role of businesses in society. But first, why is it so important for a company to define its purpose?
A company needs to play a material role in society and make commitments to its stakeholders, its employees, customers, suppliers, shareholders, or governments, for example. Its leaders and employees have a duty to give meaning to what that company does. The mission of a company states what the organization does. The purpose goes behind that. It has the power to mobilize and to transform by explaining why the company exists and how it ultimately creates value for its customers and society at large. Having a clear purpose, undoubtedly also, has the potential to attract young talent who give great importance to the meaning of their work and the role of business in society.
What is Talis's purpose?
Talis has defined its purpose as building a future we can all trust. It results from 6 months of exchanges with almost 50% of the group's employees on our deepest motivations and the needs of society that Talis can meaningfully address today and tomorrow. It's also a good reflection of the DNA that has shaped the group ever since it was founded more than a century ago. It is crucial that our customers, the people behind the infrastructure that forms the nervous system of our societies, share and support this vision. We only succeed if our customers succeed. Is our purpose ambitious? Yes, it's tremendously ambitious. And we need to show a level of humility, because Talis does not claim to be the be-all and end-all of trust. Indeed, other companies have also defined their purpose around the notion of trust. It shows just how big an issue trust has become in our societies, a challenge so fundamental that we are all going to have to do our part to overcome it.
The COVID-19 crisis is significantly impacting businesses, including the way they produce, the way they sell, or the way they are managed. Is this crisis also changing the role of businesses?
Well, yes. The COVID-19 crisis is a chance for every company to do a reality check of its purpose and put it to the test. The exercise can be very revealing. The extraordinary period we are going through is, I believe, an opportunity for businesses to prove the validity and authenticity of their purpose, particularly in terms of responsibility. The current period is time to check our facts and transform our words into deeds. As such, it marks the beginning of a new era.
And in the case of Talis?
In Talis' case, we believe our purpose can manifest itself today through three components of a future we can all trust: sovereignty, resilience, and sustainability. Reality shows that all three factors are indeed critical axes for our societies to restore trust in these difficult times. At the height of the storm, we were working alongside our customers every day to help them carry out their vital operations. In other words, help them retain their autonomy, stay in control, and perform their roles while everything around them was grinding to a halt. Our staff have supported our customers throughout these difficult times. For example, by securing their telecommunications, keeping national and city transport services running, and making ventilators to help hospitals care for COVID patients. Another key topic today is resilience, which is the ability not just to bounce back, but also to help partners, customers, and suppliers to overcome this crisis and return to growth.
How about sustainability?
Well, tomorrow, technology providers like Talis will need to show material evidence that their resources and capabilities effectively address society's demands for social and environmental responsibility. We are already on the case, working on concrete ways to reduce our own carbon footprint, and limit the environmental impact of our customers and partners. For example, we are committed to making air transport more environmentally responsible with a target date of 2023, or by manufacturing a payment card that contains 70% recycled ocean plastics. Our purpose continues to be our moral compass in this crisis. It is helping us identify issues that are most crucial to our customers and employees and determine how our tangible actions and solutions can help them most effectively while preserving their safety and security. Our purpose lets us look ahead with those who share our vision so that together we can build a future we can all trust.
Thank you, Patrice Caine, for your explanations, and thank you to our listeners. I hope you found the discussion interesting and inspiring. We look forward to having you with us on our next podcast. We hope you'll all join us. Thank you for listening. You can visit talisgroup.com to find out more.